Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
I'm so glad you've joined me on today's weekday meditation. Over in Mark's Gospel in chapter 14 is one of my favorite stories. Listen to what the scripture says in verse 8. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. So before knowing that Jesus was about to be handed over and crucified, this woman takes this incredibly expensive perfume, breaks the seal, and pours it all on Jesus to anoint him. But she does it for one thing. She does it to fill the room with an aroma of praise for Christ. Whether in words or by actions, true love cannot be contained. It always finds a means of expression. My dad used to say there are several things you can't hide. He would say, you know what? You can't hide money. If people have it, they're going to spend it. You can't hide fat. You can't strap all that up. If you're fat, you're fat. He would say, you know, if you're stupid, you can't hide it. I mean, he had these whole litany of things, but here's what I remember most. If you love something, people will know of your love by your actions and your attitude. Jesus made a big deal of this woman. And just like Peter and John had to say by the gate beautiful in Acts chapter 3, Lord, we want to be able to offer and give people your love, your story, and your gospel. And just like this woman, Lord, allow us to do what we can. Give us the courage and give us the direction to do so. And today, we will faithfully follow you. And now, my friend, stop and listen to the Lord as he gives you peace, power, and direction that you might do all that you could for him today. And I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, this woman's act of adoration in anointing her precious Savior with a very costly and precious perfume may have made the disciples angry, but Jesus, who matters, is the one that said, leave her alone. Wherever the gospel is preached in all of time, there'll be a memorial of greatness to her. My friend, if you want Jesus to say that of you, go do what you can today. God bless you, friend. Thanks for walking with me in another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.